It's been just kind of a sobering time for me in the presence of the Lord today to know and to recognize how powerful Jesus is. That no matter how long we think we've come to know him, how much we've studied, how long we think we have been a good person going to church, we are really, really in need of a Savior. You can't do this on your own. I really just going to take a few minutes and then we're going to pray again. But I'm going to be inviting some people to come up and pray with me here. And I've just really just humbled by those that stood boldly just to share their testimonies this evening, to talk about what Jesus did when God takes control. It's just one sentence that just kept running through my mind all week this week and I couldn't escape it. It's real simple. Your freedom is free. Your freedom is free. Now listen, it's really simple. There's a freedom that you get in Jesus Christ. It's like no other freedom. It's the freedom that you get in your mind. It's a freedom that comes and it takes hold of your emotions. There's a freedom that captures your heart. It just sets you free in your heart. And then there's nothing like the freedom that you have for your soul. And that can only happen through Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful freedom and it's yours. It's yours tonight. It's your freedom and it doesn't cost you anything. You can't earn it. You can't figure this thing out. In the natural, it seems really complicated to understand. Because as a man or as a woman, it's constantly for us in society, it's got to make sense. We've got to figure this thing out on our own. I don't know how many people I've ran into in my life has said, I'll give my life to Jesus as soon as I figure some things out. I'll really come back and I'll step into church and I'll really get my praise on, but I've got to sort some things out. And as soon as I can sort some things out, I know I can come into Times Square Church and really get my praise on. You'll never be able to get your praise on your own until you really experience the freedom that you get in Jesus Christ. It's not in your control. It's all by his power. You can't earn it. You can't figure it out. You've just got to surrender and believe. Your freedom is free. Yeah, there's a price that needed to be paid for our sin. Wickedness. This world's corruption. What a big mess. And there's a price that needed to be paid for it. For our failure. For the bad things that we've done. The dark things that we've done. You know it. God knows it. You've heard things even tonight. A way of living that Jerry expressed, a dark way of living with drugs and chasing after the pleasures of this world, sexual pleasure. We're living in a very dark and perverse time. We're constantly being bombarded with television and multimedia and internet. We walk down Broadway and we see enticing images of sex to satisfy our lust and our desire, a selfish desire that we have. That's sin. The lust of our flesh, the desire to satisfy our sexual appetite constantly. It's sin. It's disobedience. It's wickedness. It's the corruption of this world. But you can be free from that. It's not for you to figure out some type of way mentally to be able to cut down on the pornography that you watch. You don't have the capacity to do it on your own. We were born sinners. We were born with this flawed, frailed flesh to constantly do what's wrong. But you can be free tonight from the bondage of sin. You can be free tonight from the chains of corruption and wickedness that hold you down as you attempt time and time again to figure out how to pick the lock from the chains of sin, pick the lock from the chains of wickedness in your life. Forget about all your different ways that you can set yourself free. Not enough jobs, not enough career, not enough money, not enough women, not enough partying, not enough friends can set you free in your mind and your heart and soul. Only that freedom comes from Jesus Christ. It only comes from Jesus. It comes from the Son of God. God gave us his Son, Jesus Christ. He came down from heaven. He became flesh. He lived this life, life that you and I couldn't live. Just this innocent life, he lived it. We have failed over and over again, but he walked and he lived and he loved and he demonstrated his kindness and the mercy of his Father. He touched people that were sick, people that were diseased, and they were made whole just like that by his touch, by his word. And he continued on and on to do all of these wonderful things. And he had this mission the entire time as he walked the earth, as he did only what his dad wanted him to do. The mission was that you and I would be saved tonight. That you would be set free, because there was a price that needed to be paid because of our sin. There's a sin debt, you see. The wages of our sin, the cost, the price of our sin, it's death. But God loves you and I so much that he doesn't want to see us die. From the very beginning, though he created us, though he desired that we would walk with him, we failed. But even from the beginning, had a plan to save us because of his amazing love for you and I. This unconditional love that your mess, my mess, would not separate us from the love of God. So from the very beginning, he had decided already that he would give us his Son, Jesus Christ, and he would pay the price. This is why your freedom is free. You don't have to pay the price. Jesus did it. He did it 2,000 years ago. He lived this life we couldn't live. And he came to a place where he took on our sin. He became sin for us. He did it when he went to the cross. He went to the cross. Man, they cut down some rugged tree shaped like a T. They made him carry this thing all the way up this road up to this place called Golgotha, which means death. And he carries this thing up. This cross is laid down. They lay him down on it. This innocent man who did no wrong. But our rebellion, our pride, our sin nature that we wanted to hold on to ourselves drove him to that cross. Our arrogance, our love for sin, this bondage that we're in, it brought him to this place, to the cross. He goes to the cross, not looking down on us, not wanting to condemn us. He goes to the cross because he loves us. He lays down on the cross. They drove these nails through his hands, and they drove these nails to his feet. There was a crown of thorns pressed on his head. He went through excruciating pain, agonizing pain for you and I, so that we wouldn't have to live a life in pain. And I'm talking about the pain of our sin. I'm talking about the pain of our sin that leaves you and I feeling depressed and guilty night after night because we can't seem to figure out how to set ourselves free from our mess. You'll never be able to figure it out. But if you would only know tonight that Jesus went to the cross, he wrapped himself in our mess. I mean, really, that is really powerful to me that 2,000 years ago, Jesus would die on the cross for you and I today. For the mess that we did last year and for the mess that we've done today. He went to the cross. He said, he was doing the work of his Father. The Father in heaven could have wiped this out. But you are loved with an everlasting love. You are loved with an everlasting love. And it is the Father's desire that you would be in relationship with him. That you would have a relationship with him. An eternal relationship with him. An everlasting relationship with your Father. And so to make sure that you would have the opportunity to be a child of God, adopted into the kingdom of God, he gave us his Son. He took our place and he died on the cross. There he is on the cross with our sin. And you know, at the time, the people, the scripture tells us in the book of Matthew, they just walked, they would walk by and they would just wave their head and they would just look down on just, they said, oh, look at him. He said he'd rebuild the temple. He said he would rebuild it in 3 days if it was torn down. Oh, look at him. He's supposed to be the Son of God. He's supposed to be the king. But look at him up there. And there was even these religious people that walked by and they were like, man, if God really wants to deliver him, then he would help him out right now. Oh man, did we have it twisted. You see, God was well pleased with his son. Very pleased. His obedient son. His son that was a complete reflection of the Father. Jesus Christ, who loved you and I. There was no way that God was going to deliver his son off that cross. Because that was right there in the moment, the course of our deliverance and our freedom right there. There was no way God was going to deliver his son off the cross right there. That hour was the moment of our deliverance. That you and I would be set free. While we were yet sinners, some of us just like those people. Doesn't make sense to me. No, it's not going to make sense. Because in the natural, you think you should figure out how to be free from the mess you're in. But in the supernatural is the power of God. It's God's spirit. The Lord God is spirit. And the spirit of the Lord brings freedom. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's in Jesus Christ. That's where the power is. That's the supernatural. That's why it doesn't make sense to me, but it makes all sense to you and I if we would just believe, step out in faith and receive the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. You can be free tonight. And Jesus died on that cross. He died with our sin. The best part is there was our sin on that cross. But he rose again on the third day. He rose again on the third day. And he's alive. He's alive tonight. And he's here tonight in the presence of this church. This is his house. And for those of you, you might be getting all types, catching all types of feelings tonight. Like, oh man, I don't know. Oh man, I've done this before and I'm still struggling with stuff. Well, be free tonight. Stop trying to figure out why you keep going back to the mess. And tonight, I just want you to surrender to Jesus and say, I am a mess, but you died for me. You went to a cross and you rose again. And you rose again in all of your power. Now, here's what's awesome. You can have resurrection life tonight. That's the freedom that we get. This is why it's free, because you can't figure this out. This is not something you can work out. It's free because it's supernatural power that comes with Jesus Christ. That you and I, we can be resurrected with Jesus and you can be a new person tonight. And it's free. Your freedom is free. Free from the bondage of sin. Free from the addictions that you might have. Sexual addiction. Addiction to alcohol. Addiction to drugs. Addiction to pornography. You can be free tonight from all of that. Jesus has the power to break those chains right now. Right now. And you don't have to tolerate it anymore. You don't have to put up with it anymore because Jesus wants to give you his power. See, when he makes you a new person, you get his power too. That's what it was. You get his power. He operates out of grace that you and I would not have to die in our sin. And in his loving mercy, Jesus Christ gives us his power. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. I love this. It's a simple phrase, but I want you to understand it. And then we're getting ready to pray. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. There's no maybe. There's no possibly. There's no certain people. Yes. Other people. No. This will happen indeed if you just believe. It's in God's control. Like Jerry said, it's in God's control tonight. Now you let him have his way, God's way. Hey, it is. It's just, you just receive his forgiveness. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he died in out of the love that the Father has for you, being willing to forgive you. We have forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Man, we spend countless hours through the night wrestling with guilt, and we have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who says, I forgive you. And tonight, you don't have to go to bed tonight with guilt. Nor do you have to go to bed tonight with all of your pride saying, no, I'm going to work this out. Just my whole upbringing, my culture, my people, my father taught me this, my family, lineage, heritage after heritage has said, we've got to just keep our head up and keep going. Got to man up. You got to do this and figure this out. You got to break these generational curses. You can't break the generational curses. When Jesus went to the cross, he broke the generational curses. Let's stand together. Music ministry, can you come? Now, tonight is, some of us, maybe we've been in a pit. You know, like how our sister Betty described. You've just been in this pit of stuff. Maybe you, mentally, in your mind, you feel like you've just been in a pit. And your thoughts, everything, just praise God. We've been really spending some time, I've noticed, through just the services, talking about just the battle of the mind. Well, we have Jesus Christ tonight who wants to set your mind free, give you a new mind, a new heart. He wants to save your soul. Tonight, just as boldly as Betty came up here, just as boldly as Jerry came up here, all I'm asking tonight, would you be bold enough to just to come down here and just pray? To say, I need a Savior. I need to be free. I haven't felt free in a long time. I need freedom, and I've been just trying to figure this out day after day. I don't feel free on my job. I don't feel free at home. Your freedom is in Jesus Christ tonight. It's in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters who know, you know where your freedom is. Maybe you brought somebody tonight. Do this. Let's not let them walk down here by themselves. Come with them tonight down to pray. We're going to stand with our brothers and sisters tonight. We're believing God for freedom. And that freedom comes with a Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's here tonight. And maybe you've seen somebody tonight. Don't scare anybody. But those of you that know who Jesus Christ is, your Lord and Savior, you might need to look to your left and right and say, are you free? Are you free? And I want you to answer them boldly. And if you're not, my fellow brothers and sisters here at Times Square Church are willing to walk with you, to walk with you down, that you might know the freedom that you have in Jesus Christ. Don't you dare walk out of these doors not feeling free. Take hold of freedom. It's free. It is not expensive at all. Matter of fact, it's just free. Hallelujah. So just come get it. Come get it. Church, can we pray this prayer with our brothers and sisters up here? Pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come before you now in need of you. I confess my sin. I have failed. Forgive me. I turn from my wicked ways. And I turn to you, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross for me. Thank you for your grace, for being so merciful. Make me a new person. I don't want to be the same. Come into my life. Live. Be the king of my life. I want joy. Everlasting joy. Thank you, Jesus, for coming down to the pit and saving me. I can't do this on my own. Give me your power to live a life that is pleasing to you. I'm free tonight. You paid the price. Thank you, Jesus, for my freedom. Thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. In your name I pray. Amen.